If you've been following the attraction pillar in a linear fashion, you'll recognize in previous webinar that we've started to discuss a concept called the five C's. And this is where you're starting some strategic action, understanding the frameworks of thinking that you need to have when you start working as a marketeer within your business to attract ideal clients to your business. And the strategic steps you need to take are encapsulated in the term the five C's. And if you recall, in a previous webinar, we had a look at those five C's and recognized them as these five subjects: collaborators, context, competition, company, and clients. And we started with clients because clients are the foundation of your business. They're the health and strength of your business. That's where all the revenue comes from. No clients, no business. So what we did in the previous webinar was have a look at two elements of our client base, our existing client base, and ask ourselves the question, what would they teach us that would help us as we try and attract further quality clients? I'm just going to take a highlighter now from my dashboard, and that's what we did, wasn't it? Value analysis and satisfaction metrics, and we discussed that in some detail. Now we're going to have a look at the layer called company, and that's the next of the five C's, the second of the five C's. And there we need to look at the sustainable business element of our business, and then look at the connection between our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, particularly those within the business, versus what a client desires. So let's have a look at that. Let me grab the highlighter again. So let's have a look at sustainable business first of all, and this is going to be very simple. If you're going to go out and hunt new clients, you have to ask yourself this question. If you're going to have any strength and value built up in your business, embedded within it for the future, either for your own security and for the security of the team and people engaged with your business, or for the future sale or legacy carry-on continuance of your business. There has to be some sustainability there. You can't constantly be lurching into next month or next quarter asking yourself this question. Where is next month's or next quarter's revenue going to come from? If you're asking yourself that question, you have a very weak sustainability within your business. It's constantly under threat. So before you go hunting new clients, ask yourself this question. Will this type of client, the target market that I've set myself to go after, to attract, even though they may look quality, will they bring sustainable revenue and sustainable lifetime relationship into my business? Yes or no? Is the way I'm approaching them going to attract that kind of individual, that kind of group of people, that kind of company, if you will, to my business? And if it doesn't, you need to question your market target strategy. If it's a different type of client that will have transactional revenue brought into your business, but the whole thing, the whole process is not sustainable without masses of energy from you, that's a questionable marketing strategy. So really, that's what I mean by sustainable business. Your company must be supported by the kind of client that will bring sustainability of revenue and profit and relationship into your business. And if there's no long-term relationship going to be developed by each new prospective client, you might just ask yourself the question, so why would I want to have that client in my client base anyway? What's the value of that client coming to me in 5 to 10 years' time? If there is none, ask yourself the question why you're bothering to attract them. Or are you so desperate for revenue next month that you have to win every sale? Because if that's the way your business is being run, you're into hiding to nothing. And you need to change the way you view the clients you're chasing. Every sale does not create a good business. Every sale just pays the bills for that sale. Next, let's move to our SWOT analysis versus our client desires. Now, it's a really simple question. Once you've conducted your strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats analysis for your business, and we introduce that in some detail in the Entrepreneur Foundation series of sessions and chapters, if you've done that, then you're in a position to ask this question. Look, I'm going to hunt some new clients. I want them to be perfect clients for my future business, not just today, but in future. Does my strength, my weakness, does all the analysis I've done on the opportunities and threats within and without my business line up with the desires and the problems and the solutions needed by and the frustrations of the clients that I'm now going to chase, the clients I'm now going to try and attract towards me and magnetize towards my business? Do they line up? For example, let's say you're looking at, let's say, the medical world. You're looking at either GPs or hospital consultants, and you made a decision about the kind of revenue you want for the future and the kind of skills you have to offer at professional services that you're absolutely brilliant at. And you can't be brilliant at everything. No such thing as a brilliant general practitioner in financial services or necessarily in just about any profession. You're obviously brilliant at something and you're genius at something, and you need to stick to your greatest competencies and outsource other things that you're merely good at but not brilliant at. Does that genius line up with the medical market that you're going after? Are there problems, solutions that you can deliver, not just competently, but superbly and brilliantly? If not, the two are not aligned, and you then need to think very carefully about this question. What do I need to choose to change internally about me and my service, my business, and the people working for me and with me? Or should I keep them the same and simply go after a different target market with a different set of problems and a different series of needs and a different series of desires and aspirations, because I can meet those? And you have to answer that alignment question. If they're not aligned, you're in trouble. You're chasing after the wrong market. You can't service them as well as a brilliant competitor can. And you're already going to create a situation where you have very few evangelists, very few highly satisfied clients, and you just won't look good against your competition as you're trying to attract the attention of the clients you really want on board. Those two things must align before you then have a great attraction strategy.